Business leaders across the world are continuing to lash out at the U.S. decision to print an additional $600 billion in new stimulus money. Central bankers and economists warn of inflation, new bubbles and hot money inflows. And Russia could be on the receiving end of them all, as Tatiana Polyakova reports.
Stimulus wars. The biggest offensive on the West Front is Washington's decision to print new hundreds of billions of greenbacks. Japan was first with over $60 billion of easing, but the U.S. shot back with a round of stimulus 10 times as big. Huge waves of hot money are expected to hit mainly eastern and southern emerging economies. Russia's official response so far is surprisingly positive.
Some additional capital inflows into Russia are, of course, in our interest. Currently, foreign capital is very small, and we are interested in attracting further capital. So in the short term, this move can be seen as a plus for us.
But many voices are critical. Germany calls the U.S. policy clueless. It will lead to artificial economic growth in the U.S., asset prices bubbles all over the world, and eventually much higher inflation that will erode incomes and savings.
If you're a businessman and you want to get a credit to develop your business, the bank would incorporate these inflationary expectations in its credit policy, in its rates, which eventually would mean that credit rates would go up, credit activity as a result would slow.
Analysts say developing countries' inflation is already quite high and they cannot match the U.S. move by increasing their own money supply. So analysts predict the dollar will depreciate against many currencies, speculative capital will boost stock markets and keep assets overvalued. In Ben Bernanke's words, higher stock prices will boost consumer wealth, increase confidence and spur spending. Analysts say this is simply a rerun of the asset bubble before the crisis burst, as it must once again. Tatiana Polyakova, Business RT.